Shalom, Australia. Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barakat on Sunday sent his condolences to his London counterpart, Sadiq Khan, a day after the deadly terror attack in the British capital, calling the killing spree an attack against the values of freedom and democracy. The Knesset and US Congress held a live simultaneous video conference on Wednesday, celebrating 50 years since the reunification of Jerusalem. In his speech from Jerusalem, Knesset Speaker Yuli Edelstein urged Washington to declare Jerusalem the official, unquestioned capital of the State of Israel, stressing that under Israeli sovereignty, holy sites were protected for the use of all worshippers. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, visited the Kotel on Wednesday and was greeted by throngs who expressed their gratitude to her at the Jewish holy site. Western Wall Rabbi Shmuel Rabinovich and Western Wall Heritage Foundation Director Mordechai Eliav met Haley and explained the history and meaning of the site. Although a special section had been cordoned off for the envoy to pray alone, she went to stand with the other women and spent a few minutes touching the wall. Haley told those around her how moved she was by the reception she received in Israel, but said she was simply telling the truth in defending Israel at the UN. She said the UN Human Rights Council's relentless pathological campaign against a state with a strong human rights record makes a mockery not of Israel, but of the council itself. She visited Yad Vashem on Friday. Eliezer Fishman, once one of Israel's most powerful tycoons, had his personal assets put into receivership on Monday after a Tel Aviv court said his proposal to negotiate with creditors on his way out of his debts of 1.8 billion shekels was legally impossible. After public outcry at his attempts to write off all but 90 million shekels of the total, Tel Aviv District Court appointed a special administrator for Fishman's assets to report that by January 11th. In the meantime, Fishman was ordered not to leave the country. Mohammed Mustafa, Abbas's senior economic advisor and former deputy prime minister, said Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is prepared to drop his demand for West Bank settlement freeze as a precondition for restarting the peace talks with Israel in order to give Washington a chance at reaching a deal. He also said the Palestinian leaders were willing to back away from efforts to have Israeli officials prosecuted on war crimes and ease off pressure to secure international condemnation of the Jewish state at the United Nations. A cleric was caught on video telling worshippers at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque that Jews are the masters of the world and its corruptors. They are behind all the strife in the world. They cause all the killing, the slaughter, and the destruction everywhere. Sheikh Mohammed Ayed, also known as Abu Abdallah, read from the 19th century forged work, The Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which has been used by anti-Semites as a justification for their views. Sheikh Mohammed went on to say that the caliphate, a possible reference to the Islamic State group, would clip America's nails and then move on to chopping off its hands, and then we will chop off its feet and drive it out of our country. Thousands of people on Tuesday attended the funeral of Mohammed Taha, 27, who was shot dead by a private security guard during a riot in the city of Kfar Qasim in the early hours of the morning. Police said the protests, sparked by the arrest of a local man, quickly turned violent, with police cars set on fire and officers pelted with stones. They shot at protesters trying to storm the police station. Mourners, including several Arab-Israeli politicians, decried what they called authorities' reliance on deadly force when it comes to dealing with Arab protesters. President Reuven Rivlin met on Wednesday with Mayor Adil Badir of Kfar Qasim and Israeli Police Commissioner Roni Alshesh at the president's residence in Jerusalem to discuss ways of restoring calm in the town. They agreed to continue with efforts to boost law enforcement in the crime-ridden town and in Arab towns and villages throughout the country. Local Arab leaders have long accused the police of neglecting their communities and allowing crime to flourish unchecked. Some 1,700 Arabs and Jews demonstrated yesterday in Kfar Qasim in solidarity with the Taha family. Demonstrators carried signs and shouted slogans condemning violence and the conduct of police. Recent murders in the city have claimed the lives of 6 residents in the last 2 months. Police have made no arrests nor have identified suspects. IDF Chief Gadi Eisenkot ordered the military to invest 15 million shekel into additional security measures for on-base armories on Monday after more than 30 assault rifles were stolen from a military base last week. In light of the theft, the army will install a number of new security measures, including biometric scanners, additional cameras, and improved locks. A group of 72 Ethiopian Falash Mura arrived at Ben-Gurion Airport on Tuesday, the first group in a new wave of Aliyah. The immigrants arrived as part of a collaborative effort between the Jewish Agency for Israel and the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem. More than 200 families and supporters greeted the new immigrants at the airport. Tel Aviv kicked off the Middle East's largest week of Pride celebrations last Friday with the 200,000 plus strong Pride parade to cap off a week of rainbow-infused parties and cultural events. The theme of the parade this year was bisexual visibility, making it one of the largest parades in the world celebrating bisexuality. The Tel Aviv municipality places a large emphasis on Gay Pride Week since it is a huge draw for international tourists. Israel is celebrating a new hero, Ula Ostrovsky-Zak, who breastfed a nine-month-old boy throughout her shift at Hadassah Ein Karim Hospital last Friday night. The baby's family had been involved in a head-on collision with a bus on Route 60 in the West Bank, which left the baby's father dead and his mother with a serious head injury. The baby, who was slightly injured, cried for 7 hours in the emergency room and refused a bottle. The baby's aunts asked Ostrovsky-Zak to help them find someone to nurse the boy, and the nurse reportedly volunteered to do it herself. She nursed the baby 5 times during the next day. Ostrovsky-Zak said, "I breastfed him like I do my own son. Well, I'm here all night. It seems so straightforward." She added that she's a great believer in breastfeeding, breastfeeds her own children, and therefore I had milk to give to him too. She said the baby relaxed and looked into her eyes as she fed him. She then posted a request for help with nursing the baby on an Israeli Facebook page for nursing mothers and received many responses from women willing to come to the hospital from as far away as Haifa to help feed the baby until he was discharged. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.